I get the Maamar Kamos on your phone also while it's recording? Let me see if you can get it. Thanks. Okay, so this is our first opportunity. Yeah.
David Tyler and Mayor is on Zoom.
Yeah. Using my phone.
Yeah.
That's the other good thing.
Is that working?
There is another one.
Do you want to share?
Well, you see nothing? Maybe you should mute yourself. Does the camera need to be on, or I just went back to whatever default? Okay. So this is our first opportunity this year to discuss a Shemitah-related topic. We want to talk tonight about giving Mishloach Manos with Peiros Shvius, which is not relevant to Chutz Laretz. Great, because there's an Isser of being Motzi Peiros Shvius to Chutz Laretz. So hopefully it's not an issue here, but in Eretz Yisrael, Shiloh, whether you can be Yotzei the Mitzvah Mishloach Manos and use Peiros Shvius for Mishloach Manos. So the starting point for this discussion is a Mishnah in Shvius, Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah says, the line that's relevant to us, that if a person buys a loaf of bread from a Nachtom, Mutter Likach, Lachach Imenu Stam, if you buy a loaf of bread from a Nachtom, and there's credit involved in your purchase, that you're buying it on credit, lo yishalim lo b'dmei shvius. You're not allowed to pay the baker for that loaf of bread with d'mei shvius. D'mei shvius means money that was used to purchase peiros shvius that then has the status of kedusha shvius that is transferred to the money. So you can't use that shvius money to buy this loaf of bread, she'ein, or to against your credit for the loaf of bread, she'ein porin chov mid'mei shvius. You're not allowed to be parei chov. You can't pay back a debt with d'mei shvius. Why is that so? Why can't you be parei chov with d'mei shvius? So the Gemara explains in Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Beis, Amud Aleph, the Gemara there talks about a knas, that chachamim constant in a case of chamarin, in a case of the donkey riders. What's that talking about? So the Gemara says, the Tanya, Hachamarin shayu osin malacha b'peiros shvius. If you had these donkey riders that were doing malacha with peiros shvius, meaning they were transporting, they were doing work with shvius produce, secharin shvius. So the money that they get paid, their salary has the status of d'mei shvius, has kedusha shvius. My secharin shvius. What exactly does that mean? That their salary has the status of shmita. If it means that you can pay them their salary with peiros shvius, that you can use shmita fruit to pay their salary, that can't be, because nimsa zeh parei chov miperos shvius. Because then, what in essence that means is that you're paying off a debt, to the worker with shvius produce. That's a violation of la'ach v'lo l'schara. That's a violation of yashbas aretz lachem la'achla, that you're not allowed to engage in commercial activity with peiros shvius. So to be parei chov, to pay back a debt with peiros shvius, would be a violation of la'achlo v'la'schara, of using peiros shvius for commercial activity. So Gemara, it's a different shot. What is this gzeira about the chamar? Fine. So that's a lacha, that you can be parei chov with peiros shvius. The Rambam writes, Perek Vav Halacha Yud, D'mei Shvius Ein Por Mehem Esachov. You're not allowed to pay off a debt with Peiros Shvius. And more than that, the following is from a Tosefta, Vein Ozen Behen Shoshvinus. You also can't use it to pay off Shoshvinus, the old relationship that existed when you made a chasana and you gave presents when you were invited to the chasana, and then when you made a chasana, your guest reciprocated and gave you presents. So that was a kind of formalized relationship where there's some element of obligation to mutually reciprocate, that also can't be paid back with peiros shvius. Vein mishalman mehen tigmulin, and any kind of favor that is owed in a reciprocal relationship can't be paid with peiros shvius. So there is a tshuva of the Mishnas Yosef. Rav Yosef Lieberman from Bnei Brak, not the senator. Parrot Chelak Aleph Simon Kav Zayin Mishnas Yosef. So he raises the following question. Are you allowed to be Yosef the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos with Peros Shvius? What's the concern? So number one, he says that maybe this is a violation of this halacha of being parechov b'dmei shvius. You have an obligation to fulfill the mitzvah of mishloach manos. If you're going to do so with shvius produce, maybe that should be usur. And that might be analogous to halacha that we have, the Magen Avraham quotes in the beginning of Simin Taf Reish Tzadi Dalid. Taf Reish Tzadi Dalid. Magen Avraham quotes from a Maril in the context where the. So he quotes from a Maril that when it comes to the mitzvah of Matanos of Yonim, Mishalov v'lo Mishal Mos Maisa. You're not allowed to give Matanos of Yonim with Maiser money, quoting from the Shalah. Vimbala Hosef Mosi Mishal Maiser from the Maril. If you want to give extra, then you give with Maiser money. But you can't give Matanos of Yonim from Maiser money. Maril is assuming that a din that we have in the realm of Kachim, that you can't bring a korban, a davar shebechova, element of chulin, that you're only allowed to bring a korban from something that is chulin, but if you have something that already was designated for some other hektish purpose, you can't repurpose that and bring that as a korban. So Maril assumes that it doesn't only apply in the realm of kachim, it applies in the realm of any chiyuv as well. So if there's a chiyuv to perform a mitzvah, you can't fulfill that chiyuv with something that was already designated with a certain level of kedusha. And the Mishnah Yosef points out that the Shalah expands on this and says that's not only true when it comes to Matanos of Yonim, it's true from Mishloach Manos as well, that can't come from Maaser money either. So the Mishnah Yosef says that seems to be analogous to this din of Peirush Shvius. So just like you can't give Maaser Sheni and Shloach Manos from Maaser money, so maybe along the same lines, you can't give it from Peirush Shvius because that's being Pareachov with Demei Shvius. And we find that in another context as well, the Mishnah in Periches, Mishnah Ches. Ein bevien kine zavim, v'kine zavos, v'kine yoldos, mi demei shvius. You're not allowed to bring a korban. You can't bring a korban of a zav, yoledes, etc. from demei shvius. That's the same halacha of adav shebechova, Eino by element chulin, and that applies to Demei Shvius as well. So you think that's the case, that you can't lechachila bring Mishloach Manos with, or Biyose Mishloach Manos with Demei Shvius. What about Bidiyeved? What if you already send Mishloach Manos with Peirush Shvius, sorry. What if you already send Mishloach Manos with Peirush Shvius? Is that, have you been Yose the Din Bidiyeved? So here the Mishloach Manos suggests maybe there is precedent to be matir b'di'evet based on a tshuva of the Ksav Sofer. Tshuva's Ksav Sofer, Arachayim, Simin, Kuf, Lamites. He says that even though the Shalah that we quoted says that the din, that you can't be Yotze Matanos of Yonim with Maaser money, applies to Mishloach Manos as well, he says maybe you could distinguish. When it comes to Mishloach Manos, the Iker thrust of the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos is for the kiruv engendered by the gift. So even if you're giving Maiser produce, Maiser Ani, or Maaser Ksafim, as the case may be, but the Iker Din of Maaser Ani, even if you're giving from Maaser Ani, but there's another element that you're still fulfilling the point to be Misameach, the other person, And that tachlis is affected even if you're using most meiser ani. So maybe on some level, so he leaves that as a sarachina, whether it's truly dina, but maybe the ksav sofer that is, so Mishnah Seos says, maybe that that's another reason lahakel be the eved when it comes to giving, when it comes to being yotze, mishach manis be the eved with peros shvius. Okay. I think we're back here. Okay, then he says, what about being Yotzei? So let's say you're ready, or Yotzei, your base mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. What about giving additional Shloach Manos, which is not necessary to fulfill the mitzvah, from Peirush Shvius? So we establish, he says, that you can't lechachila be Yotzei Mishloach Manos Peirush Shvius. You're ready, Yotzei. Now you're giving additional Mishloach Manos. What's the status of that? So he quotes in Mishnah and Shvi as Parachas Mishnah Hey. Ulukulanu no sein matanas chinam. So even though you can't use Peirush Shvius as payment, but you're allowed to use Peirush Shvius as a present. So maybe this is simply a matter of matana. But then he says, maybe it's more than that. Maybe when it comes to additional Mishloach Manos, it's not simply that you're giving Matanos, but as the Mechaber writes in Siman Tafreit Sadi Hey, based on the Rambam, Kol Marbe B'Lishloach L'Reya Meshubach, even though the Ikar Adin is Shtei Manos L'Ish Echad, but Kol Marbe Harei Zeh Meshubach. So maybe that's all considered to be Bechlau, the mitzvah. That's all Miguf HaMitzvah. Then he quotes from a Tshuvas Shelas Yaakov, from Yaakov Prager, the son-in-law of the Maram Shik, Simin Nuntes, who suggests that why is it we don't say a bracha on the mitzvah Mishloach Manos? So he suggests that's along the lines of a comment that the Meiri has. Meiri writes in Megillah Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Beis. I'm back. So take it back if you want. Thank you. Meiri writes Megillah Kaf Aleph Amud Beis. V'chein etzli tam acher shelo levarech al inyan she'eno mugbal elo l'kol echad kirtzono. That the Meiri there is discussing why is it that certain mitzvahs don't have brachas that accompany them. He says, if it's something that's not limited, el kol echad kirtzono, everybody. All right, thank you. Still recording, I forgot. everybody does it on his whatever amount he wants. V'neza ein mevarachin al agad debalei lipsachim, shasibra b'siyas mitzvahim ein amukbal, el kol echad mara kirtzono, v'chein harbe mitzvahs bedinza. That if there's no limit on the performance of the mitzvah, then there's no bracha. See, Meiri says this in the context of Sibur Tzias Mitzvahim, there's no limit, Kol Marbe Reza Meshubach. So maybe that's true by Mishloach Manos as well. Kol Marbe Harei Zeh Meshubach. And if Kol Marbe Harei Zeh Meshubach, then maybe it's all considered Bechlau, the Guf HaMitzvah.
But the
right.
Right.
Right. So if you put that together, that's correct. But then he says, anyway, no. Because, even if there's a kiyum involved in additional mishloach manos, but there's no chiyuv, and it's hard to call that parei chovo from peir shvias, and therefore that should be mutter.
But if you say it's raining, by the way, what about the moving ground? If you're expecting that you're giving to him because he gives to you.
Ah, good. So we'll get there in a second, whether that's relevant over here. Then he says exactly that point. So there are, so far we spoke about the mitzvah of mishloach manos, the ikar chiyuv, and then giving additional mishloach manos as extra. What about that middle situation where you already were yotzei your mitzvah, but now someone gives you mishloach manos and you feel obligated to reciprocate? So where does that fall in terms of being porei achov, if that would be potentially an issue? So he thinks then that's worse than just giving additional mishloach manos as a present, because that's really porei achov. And Chaim Kanievsky thinks that as well. In his Derech Hamuna on the Raman there, Perek Vav of Shemitah V'Yovel. And Rav Osner writes, Shevet Alevi Chelek Zayin Simen Kuf Pei Gimel. So Rav Osner has the same three categories as well. He says, as far as the Iker Chiyuv, so then you should not do it with Pei Rishvias. As far as additional Shalach Manos, that's okay. As far as reciprocating, he says, "Ika makom lahachmir, aval man desamich ein maznichinasa." So, what do we machmir about? But if you're makol, we shouldn't put the guy in chayim. Rav Avadya writes as well, Chazon Avadya, page Kufnun Dalid, Chazon Avadya in Purim, page Kufnun Dalid, that you shouldn't be makai in the mitzvah of perishvias of mishloach manos with perishvias. Additional mishloach manos is okay, but he thinks that returning the favor, that's not considered prias chov. That's considered to be gemilas chasadim. And he quotes, in that regard, a Yerushalmi demai perek gimel halacha alech. It says, echad shvias v'echad ma'isur sheni, ein ifran mehen milove. Milove the chov vein osem ehem shishvinas. So if you have shmita produce or ma'aser sheni produce, you can't use it to pay back a loan or a chov, and you can't use it as reciprocal shishvinas. Vein mishalmi and tashlum, and you can't use it to pay payment. Vein poskei tzedaka la'aniyim beisak nesis, you can't use it to give tzedaka. Aval mishalmi ehem darvish of gemilas chesed, but something of gemilas chesed that you could use perishvias for. So provide your things. If you reciprocate shalach manos, someone gives it to you, you give it back, that's gemilas chasadim, that's not a prias chov. Because lemaisa, you're not necessarily going to reciprocate every time someone gives you shalach manos, you're not necessarily going to give that person back. You may al rov do it, you may under most circumstances do it, but you're not always necessarily going to do it. So the fact that most people do, that's a matter of gemilas chasadim, that's not a matter of an actual chiv. Dayan Weiss, Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Yud, Simen Nun Zayin. Chelek Yud, Simen Nun Zayin. So initially he thinks that, or at least working off the Shoel, that giving Shalach Manos or reciprocating Shalach Manos with Peir Shvias would be problematic because there's a certain reciprocity that's expected. But then he says, not necessarily. Maybe Peiros Shvias are different in the sense, maybe Peiros Shvias are different than the Meiser of the Magen Avraham quotes. Because here, Peiros Shvias are totally shallow. It's mamono. You could eat them, you could distribute them, you could give them as a gift. So even though you're fulfilling a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah that's really presented in the guise of a matana. It's true you're fulfilling a mitzvah, but there's an element, he doesn't exactly say like this, an element of reis, an element of matana, and it's, you have the bialis to give it as a matana. So the fact that you're performing a mitzvah with it also is kind of incidental to your purpose. And that's what Rav Usher thinks as well, along those lines, printed in the new Minchas Asher Shviyas, but it's printed in the previous one also, in the current version at Simen Nun Vav, that he doesn't think there's an Isser even L'chachila in giving Mishloach Manos with Peros Shviyas. Because the whole nature of Peros Shviyas is that it's in principle hefker that you're allowed to take and use in a limited fashion. And I saw quoted Shlomo Zalman is quoted in Halicha Shlomo as being Mekel, and Rav Asher quotes that disciple is quoted as being Mekel in this as well. And even if you're returning the favor, Rav Asher thinks there as well, that is not considered to be Prias Chov, for Raya that you're not obligated to reciprocate every Shlach Manos that you get. If you don't reciprocate every Shlach Manos, the guy's probably not going to have tainas on you. Maybe a convention, but it's a convention as Gemilas Ches and not a convention as Prias Chov. So finally, I saw one other Ha'ara that I haven't seen, didn't see anyone else make, but potentially is an important marmakam in this conversation. There's a Rabbi Yoel Freeman, who we never heard of before, who's at a Machon HaTorah V'Aretz in Eretz Yisrael in the Dati Lumi world. So he notes, the Rambam writes, Shemitah V'Yavil Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, Ein osin schar v'peir shvias. V'yem ratz alim kor ma'at v'peir shvias mochas. Even though you're not allowed to do schar v'peir shvias, you are allowed to sell ma'at. What does ma'at mean? So the Kesef Mishnah notes over there, based on the Gemara in Lulav HaGazal, ma'at means mazon gimel sudos. So you're allowed to engage in schar v'peir shvias up to Mazon gimel sudas, the amount of food you would eat in three meals. So presumably, when you give shlach manas, so maybe giving shlach manas have enough food for one meal. You're not giving shlach manas have enough food for three meals. So in any normal shlach manas, you're giving less than the threshold for schar v'peir shvias anyway. So then it shouldn't be a problem for that reason, because you're giving in small quantities. Lest you'd argue that would be the limitation. You can only give one shlach manos up to Mazon gimel sudos, but fine. But we established that once you pass the base chiyuv, so what you're giving anyway is a matana, not a chiyuv. So that's an interesting ha'ara that I didn't see anyone else make. And maybe even if in principle you would say that mishloach manos is a problem b'peir shviyas, but if you're giving a quantity less than gimel sudos for your ikar chiyuv, that should be mutter.
Right.
Well, it still has to be treated with Kedushas Shvias on the part of whoever receives it.
But the guy who lokeach has to treat with the mocher gets money, which presumably he has to use because he needs it.
Right.
And he has to treat with Kedushas Shvias. So here, he's not selling it. He doesn't need it. He doesn't just give it to Matana.
But you are allowed to give batana with perishes, right, which is not reciprocated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's definitely true. Yeah, you definitely have to let the person know. Correct.
Okay, sure.